First of all, it's not the first time. When I was elected in 2016, I was appointed to the agriculture spokesperson at that time, and I was in that role for a couple of years, and then I moved into the justice, and then I moved into transport, and this is a move almost back to where I started in one sense. Of course, I know rural Ireland very well, coming from County Leitrim and the west of Ireland, where we have agriculture as probably one of the prime industries, and one of the main staples of rural Ireland is the agricultural sector and the production of food. So, you know, I know the portfolio very well in that context. It's arisen because one of our TDs, Kathleen Function, got elected to the European Parliament, and therefore, obviously, the portfolio she was in, which was around children integration, etc., there's a space there. Claire Curran, the TD for Roscommon, North Galway, has moved into that portfolio, so she will be taking over that, and I'll be moving into where she formerly was, in agriculture, food and rural affairs. The marine part of it, which is about the fisheries part of it, will remain with Padraig McLaughlin, RTD in Donegal. So it's a little bit of a change, but as I say, it's a portfolio that I'm well accustomed to, and I know a lot of the players and a lot of the key issues that are involved in regard to agriculture and rural affairs.
Some might think, though, that this could be a bit of a shake-up by Sinn Féin ahead of a potential general election, but you're adamant that that this isn't the case.
Well, I mean, obviously, when a TD is elected to Europe, it creates a little bit of a movement has to happen, and this is why that little bit of movement has to happen. So, in that context, it's a small reshuffle, if you like, but it's solely because of the success of Kathleen Function getting elected to Europe. Having said that, I'm quite happy and quite delighted to take on the agricultural portfolio. I work very well with all the farm organisations. And indeed, the whole area of rural development, of seeing key infrastructure put into across all of rural Ireland is something I'm very passionate about, particularly the Western Rail Corridor, you know, improvement in our roads, the N17, the delivery of more jobs for graduates in this part of the country is something that we need to see happen. I've often used the expression when I was in the transport portfolio that, you know, we need to relieve Dublin and revive the rest. And that's certainly the case when it comes to rural Ireland. We need to see investment and we need to see opportunity for people to live and work and enjoy rural Ireland. And many of our places are tremendous. We have a wonderful, beautiful place to live. And unfortunately, the opportunity isn't there. And that's what we need to do, is create that opportunity for people to live and work and enjoy rural Ireland.